And then they had a section in there that fenced it off. And this one, they'd have a board between them. Mm-hmm. And this old, whatever we called her, Maggie, we had an old Maggie. Mm-hmm. And Maggie'd go just as straight to her stall. Nobody better not get in there. And she'd go there, and that's where she ate, and you milked her there.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a whole bunch. And the funny part about it, none of us ever drank milk.
My goodness, did y'all just sell it?
No, gave it to the hogs.
Oh, y'all didn't like it, or what?
None of us. I had one brother and one sister and mama that would drink milk, but we churned it and made butter.
Huh.
And had buttermilk to cook cornbread and biscuit.
Uh-huh.
We had biscuit every meal.
Oh, boy. Oh, yum. I love biscuits.
I used to, when I was 10 years old, my mother worked in the field then.
Yeah.
The boys were not all big and grown. Two of them weren't big enough to work in the field. And I cooked lunch while Mama went to the field. And I stood on a box and made biscuits. And I'd order those kids to go bring in the wood.
Bet that made you feel big.
Well, I tell you, if it hadn't been for me, a lot of times, Mama was a good cotton picker.
Yeah.
And never picked a lock in her life till she married.
Is that right?
Oh, mercy. My grandmother was a school teacher, you know, I told you that.
Yeah.
She went to Oxford. And she thought that she was disgraced.
By having her daughter pick cotton?
Work in the field. She never liked my daddy on that account.
Is that right?
Papa didn't make her. Mama just wanted to.
Yeah.
And after, well, I did more cooking than all the rest of the girls put together.
What did you call the place where you kept the hogs and the pigs?
Hog pen.
Okay. What was it made out of? What is
it? It's just boards. And down at the bottom, sometimes they'd have what we call chicken wire down toward the bottom so they couldn't get under.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Root under, we'd call it.
Yeah.
They'd root holes out of there.
Yeah, they tend.
And they, Pop would say, now, Jesse or Charlie or Lee or Johnny, you two go at the house now and have the milking done and slop the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Slop the hogs.
What'd you use to slop the hogs?
Milk.
Uh-huh.
And garbage from what we'd have left.
Uh-huh.
You know, where there's a bunch of kids eating, they always left something in their plate, you know.
Yeah.
And you had a big outside of the kitchen door.
Uh-huh.
You had a big barrel.
Uh-huh.
And you put that garbage in there, you know.
What'd you call
scraps.
It? Yeah.
And then they dipped it out of there and put it in barrels on little red wagons, and they'd pull it out to the barn. To the.
Did you have a special name for that particular barrel?
For what?
Did you have a special name for that particular barrel where you kept the hog slop?
Yeah, no, just a
barrel, huh?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. What's a shote?
Shote?
Uh-huh.
It's a small hog.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a shote and a pig?
Nothing. That's just a lot of people just call them shotes. Well, there's a pig is a little one.
Uh-huh.
And a shote is a little bit bigger, and then on up gets to be a hog.
Okay, I see. Where do people used to keep their milk and butter when they didn't have, you know, a refrigerator?
You had a, we called it a cooler.
Yeah.
And it was just you know, like those utility tables.
Yeah.
You have them. You've seen them.
Yeah.
Shelf down here and one up here. Well, you put that stuff in there and you covered it with clean cloth.
Uh-huh.
And it was in water. And it would drip down here, and that kept that where the wind put it outside, maybe under a tree or somewhere.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.